Okay. Now, I want to talk for the rest of the session about what I think would enable you to become a disciple, to pursue discipleship. And that is the text. Now, Christians call it the scripture or the Bible. That's fine. Jews call it the text. So you'll hear me say the text, the text, the text. I simply mean the Bible, okay? And the text is what my teachers, my fellow students called it, so I've gotten so used to that I don't even think about it. I think the text is important for a number of reasons. One, I don't know any other way to get to know the rabbi. It's my access to him. So if I'm going to get to know him, I've got to know what he said and did and what others said and did about him before he came and after he came. Second, it's the basis of his teaching. Everything he taught came out of the Bible. We tend to think Jesus dropped out of the sky and made up a bunch of stuff because he was God. Well, he could have done that. He was God, in my belief. Jesus came and he had a book. So he said, let me tell you what the book means. And every single teaching he does comes out of the Hebrew Bible. Same with Paul. Everything is an interpretation and an explanation of what's in the book. Now, some of it is new, but it's still based on that book. Third, if a Talmid is someone who wants to be like the rabbi more than anything else in the world, he knew the text. I want to know the text. Now, I did have a question over the break that I'll address here a moment rather than waiting. Somebody asked me, how do you memorize? I don't have an easy system, but there are three things I can tell you that I've learned. And my goal, I've asked God for life and breath, and I'm committed to memorizing a certain number of verses every single day. If he lets me live long enough, I'm going to finish the whole thing. Now, it would be weird to have somebody 517 years old, but I'll leave that up to him. Seriously, I've learned three things. One, memorization is a holistic experience. It's not about your head. It's about yourself. So I've learned the more you can memorize in conjunction with keeping your whole self active, the longer it'll stick with you. So I memorize when I run. I put the Bible verses on cards. I laminate them. And I run. And there's a pace. I run very slow. My coach used to say we time him with carbon 14. Okay? And the cadence of my running is the pace of my reciting. So step, 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 recite, recite, recite. In the beginning, God created the heavens and I'll run down the road. I live by the Allegheny State Forest. I run the State Forest. And I will put it, and what I find is that cadence, it's like learning a song. The melody helps you to remember the words. And that's always how Jews recite. It's always like this. There's this constant, repetitive, physical motion because the text has to be about you as a person. Try it once. Second, I always recite out loud. The Jews maintain the Bible is spoken Hebrew, and I would argue New Testament, much of it spoken Greek, not written. Drives me nuts. The pastor gets up to read the Bible, everybody opens their book. The moment you're reading, you're not hearing it in the same way. If you really want to hear it with power, listen to it. So I would suggest you do all your memorization and reciting. I'd suggest everything you ever read from the Bible, you read out loud. Never read it silently. Always read it out loud. And I think you'll find it will affect you more deeply if you hear it as well as see it. The third thing my rabbi taught me. My advisor was a rabbi, and I was his disciple, although he thought I was the weirdest disciple on the face of the earth. But he taught me this one. And that was, you memorize with all your might. You start on Sunday, the day after Sabbath. You memorize with all your might. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. You never memorize on Sabbath day. That's God's day. And then on Monday, you start new. And you never go back to see if you can remember last week's. That's God's problem. You committed it to memory. If he wants you to remember it, you will remember it. If you can't remember it, it's because he doesn't think you need to know it. That changed me because I'm one of these perfectionist types. I'd memorize something and a week later I forgot it, so I'd go back and start over. And it drove me crazy because I was never getting anywhere. Jesus said to his disciples before he left them, I will send you another comforter. He will help you to remember everything I taught you when you need it. And I've discovered that it's amazing at given moments what God will bring back from months ago. The only place I do it differently is I never preach or teach on any passage I don't know from memory. And I try and memorize it at least 6 months before I preach and teach on it. Because it's amazing how often, in the process of knowing that passage by memory, you begin to discover meanings and applications and examples because it's part of who you are instead of just something you're going to read. So if that helps you at all, they are not mine. I learned them in the Jewish world. Learning Scripture, I think, is the heart and soul of becoming and being a passionate disciple. So I think the text is important for these reasons. I'll say this one because there was a question about it. Do we need the Old Testament? To my way of thinking, without it, Jesus' teaching loses a great deal of its depth. I don't think it becomes something you can't understand. Jesus said, "Do not think I have come to abolish," say Kayim, "but I came to fulfill," say Batel. That's technical rabbi language. Jesus isn't the only one who says this. All the rabbis say it. Now, what does abolish and fulfill mean? Abolish, kaim, means to interpret incorrectly so you don't keep it. I would get that on my papers. Prof would write, "You abolish Torah." What do you mean I abolish Torah? I believe in the Torah. They'd say, "No, you're interpreting it, so if we do what you say, we won't be keeping it. It might as well not exist." Fulfill doesn't mean, well, let's do what's necessary to get rid of it. Fulfill means to interpret it correctly. So I want to argue from Jesus' teaching, every single commandment in the Old Testament still applies. Every one of them. As interpreted by Jesus. So do I make sacrifices? Of course not, because he said, "I'm the Lamb of God." So he reinterpreted all the sacrifice passages by making himself the sacrifice. But I still have to keep them. I still need a wave offering. I still need a sin offering. I still need a... Don't you? You ought to read every one of those offering passages and then get up and dance as only you can. Because Jesus was my wave offering. Yes! Jesus was my sin offering. Yes! It's cool. I think, from a Jewish point of view, that's what Jesus said. I didn't come to get rid of the Old Testament. I came to interpret it so that you'd keep it the way it's supposed to be kept. So I want to push Christians back to keeping the Old Testament, not to cut it off their Bible and hand out New Testaments. Now, please understand I said, as interpreted by Jesus. Okay? Thank you for not overreacting.